You're listening to an Anna's Books podcast.
Hey guys, it's Aiden of Aiden's Books, and I'm here with Mommy.
Welcome to Parenting and Bonding with Children's Books.
Our episodes are recorded first via video. For the full experience, check out the video interview on my Facebook page, Aiden's Books. Next, you'll hear Mommy doing the interview. Thanks for listening.
Hello, everybody. I'm Quinn, and this is Aiden, and this is the Parenting and Bonding with Children's Books podcast. We're here live tonight with author DM Whitaker. Hi, DM.
Hello, everybody.
And we love to get started with Aiden because he always gives us a fun joke or a fun fact or just something fun. So what do you have for us tonight, Aiden?
Tonight, I have a trivia.
Okay.
And why did the woolly mammoth and saber-tooth tiger go extinct in the Ice Age, or are the Ice Age movies right?
So they would have had to see the Ice Age movies to know this, huh?
No, the Ice Age movies ain't right.
They aren't correct? No?
Okay. Nope, it was actually the first one. The woolly mammoth and saber-tooth tiger went extinct in the Ice Age.
Okay, thank you for letting us know that. And did you have a joke? You had something else?
Oh, a joke. Why don't we see megalodons?
Why don't we see megalodons?
Because they like the heat, and it's much hotter at the bottom of the sea. No, really. Sometimes sea animals go down to the, like sharks, they go deeper in the water because they like warm environments. And so they go deeper into the water to be warm.
Oh, thank you, Aiden.
I did not know that.
You're going to help with transition well because we're going to be talking about warm water tonight. Body training. There's my corny joke. Thank you so much, Aiden.
All right. I'm never making a potty joke.
All right. That's all, okay? All right. Hello, everybody, and thank you for watching. We'll get started. And I'd like to thank our sponsors, Teresa Miller of the Single Mom Support Group and page, and also Vicki Goodwin of the Parents, Find Children's Books and Authors Here. Again, my name is Quinn, and I'm here with author DM Whitaker. I'm going to give a slight introduction to DM, and then she can tell us more about herself. So she's an author and speaker and singer.
No.
Is that you on your webpage?
No, ma'am.
That's not true. Oh, my goodness. I was like, is this her singing? So, okay. So not, I don't want y'all to go away right now, right? But at the end of this, go to the website and check out the song that she has to go along with her first book, Brush Your Teeth. We're not here to talk about that one tonight, but Brush Your Teeth. And the song is awesome. I mean, we heard it. It was catchy. Aiden started singing it right away. It was wonderful. Okay, so she's an author and speaker, and she has always been a lover of books since a child, same here, and she's inspired by being a mother and educator. She loves to write children's books and rhymes that will sketch beautiful memories in children's hearts. And so tonight we're here to talk about two of her books, The Potty Monster, and she has, you can see behind her, she has one for girls and one for boys. Welcome.
Hello, thank you so much for having me, Quinn. I'm so excited to talk about these books.
I'm so excited to have you here. So she was supposed to be here before, but we had some crazy weather happening in Dallas and we had to reschedule. And since that time, she has two more books because we were going to talk about Scary Dinosaur and the Stinky Skunk. And you can still tell us a little bit about those.
Definitely.
But if you can, tell us about The Potty Monster.
So The Potty Monster book, are books that I wrote because I had a son who was doing great at potty training, but he was scared of the bathroom, whether we were at home in our bathroom or we were in public. He just did not like going to the bathroom by himself. And I asked him, why is it? What's the problem? And he told me, well, because it's a monster in there. And I'm like, no, it's not a monster. Like, the potty is your friend. It helps you do all these great things to help your body feel better.
Creative.
So if you have a, so if your belly hurts, you need to go potty. Or if you drink a lot of water, you need to go potty. It helps you to get out all the bad, yucky stuff so that you feel better. And so I was really just trying to work with him on, like, understanding that this is not a monster. This is a support for you. This is another friend. And so from that, as I was teaching him that, I was also pregnant with another boy. And I'm like, well, he's going to be able to, he's going to be potty training eventually. And I wanted to have a story that encouraged him on that journey, because I know that when I was potty training my first son, Deuce, it was so hard to find books that had little brown boys and brown girls on there that promoted potty training. And like, I bought like all these other books, but it's so much easier for them to connect, like, oh, he looks like me, or oh, she looks like me, and want to potty train more because they see that little boy, they see that little girl. So it was just a huge process of me wanting him to connect and be able to realize that the potty is not scary, but also wanting to make sure that other parents and caregivers had a book that would allow them to be able to potty train their kids that they work with.
So a few things there. Number one, I think you found a brand new way to sell a toilet.
Right?
Because you've really made it like this essential. I mean, because everything you said was true. I just never thought about it that way. And then number two, yes, especially important for our children to be able to see themselves on the pages. We talk about that all the time. But even more important, because your son, you had a unique problem. He had to face a fear. And what better way to face a fear and be able to attach themselves to the character in a book than to be able to see somebody that looks like themselves, right?
Yes.
And I say that's a unique problem because I've never heard that before, that the child was afraid of the toilet. And I'm sure many people have that problem.
Many people. I've worked with a potty training consultant. She's been consulting for 10 years. She said one in four of her clients' child is afraid of the potty.
Okay, because I was telling you before we came on, our problem was not that he was afraid of the potty. It was because I was afraid of the consistency of it.
Yes.
I could not keep him. Like, I couldn't remember the schedule. I couldn't remember to put him on the pod. I'm like, does he really have to sit there for this long? Like,
It's work.
It was a lot. So I just want to tell you all this right now. I feel this book. I really do. But I didn't potty train Aiden. So for those of you that are watching that have to potty train or have potty trained your children, let us know what your experience was like potty training your kids. So if you can, since you have the books right there, can you show us a few pages?
Yes, definitely. I'd love to.
And I'm going to give the screen to you. So
okay. So two of my favorite pages. Yes. So when we talk about pottying, one of the things is helping your children to recognize that they have to go. And so the Potty Monster books are fun, rhyming affirmation books that teach children about potty training. So here's one page that I really love. And it says, listen to my body when I have to go to the potty. And that reason why I had my illustrator draw it like that is because kids would be playing and having a good old time with their trains and their trucks. And all of a sudden, they have to get that tingling. And it's like, ooh, I have to go. And so I definitely wanted to depict that to say, hey, there's certain cues that you can listen for, you can feel for, to let you know, hey, I have to go potty and I need to go tell mommy or daddy or my teacher that I need to go now. And another page that I love is this page where we talk about the child being scared of the potty. And so it's the first page. If I back up, let me back up just a little bit. Okay, here we go. And here's a little girl. It's big, fast, and loud. When I touch its ear, it lets out a growl. And so that sound, maybe it's not how it looks, but it's just the sound that it makes. It makes children think like, oh, it's a monster. It's scary. But if you read the book, you see that it's a great surprise at the end about the relationship between the child and the potty. But my last favorite page that both of them have is this page. Maybe I will pee. Maybe I will poop. Maybe I will try. And nothing will pass through. And guess what? We still celebrate kids when they try. We celebrate them when they're successful. I wanted to have the child understand that every time you go to the potty, there may be a different experience. But because you try, you're brave, you're smart, and you're strong. And I'm proud of you.
Hey, everybody. So thank you for showing us some of the inside pages of your book. Who's your illustrator? How did you come upon your illustrator?
So my illustrator is Lumina Shirenko, and she is a freelance illustrator in Canada. And okay. She's done a lot of designing and illustrations for like marketing pieces and things like that. But this is one of her first books that she had done. And so I found her on a freelance site, and she was excited to do this. She was not African-American, so it was a lot of conversations we had about, okay, how I want the skin complexion to look, how even I want it to be. I want to make sure that, you know, the features look like this. And these are all important things, whether you're hiring an illustrator that looks like you or you're hiring an illustrator that doesn't, is to make sure that you have all these requirements and things in your mind and written out so that you can communicate that well so that you get what you want. So I was lucky enough to find her. This was one of her first children's book projects, and it's been a great experience with her. We've actually grown to have a really good friendship. She just received the books a couple of weeks ago and was super, super excited. So it was really awesome for her to be able to see in her hands the work that she had created.
Yes, that's awesome. I have a question. I know you, the Brush Your Teeth. We talked about the song that was in there, and you shared earlier before we came on live, I believe, that your son loves to sing the song in that book. Yes. I know the Potty Monster is also written in rhyme. It flows very well. What's the, because you're potty training now, right? Yes. What's the experience like now in your home potty training? And do you use a book? Do your kids remember the words? How does that go?
It's so scary, Quinn. So I have a 22-month-old, right? And so they've been my little testers for a while. Like this book, I've been going back and forth with formatting and illustrations. Like I've been illustrating this. I think I started in August and didn't really finish up illustrating until June, probably June or May.
Okay.
It's because I was doing two books at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so they got the rough copies and they were going through it, and my son, my four-year-old Deuce, would read it to Elisha, my one-year-old, and my one-year-old, he is learning to talk, and he talks way more than the one-year-old should probably talk. It's kind of scary, but he is reciting the words, and the best words that he recites are the affirmation words. I'm a big boy, or I'm brave, smart, and strong. I can do this if I try. And so it's excellent to see him, you know, catch on to those affirmations and the rhyming of it. And he takes it along with him when we potty. He is sitting right there in front of him. He's reading the book while he's sitting, because, you know, I really try to encourage him to try to sit on the potty for at least 3 minutes. So we're singing and we're reading until he goes. And so it's been a great tool for us in our home to have the affirmations, to sit on the potty and read it. And then even when we're celebrating and when he does do a great job, we're opening up a book and seeing like, see, you did it. I did it. I did it. So, yeah, it's awesome.
Wonderful. So for those of you that are listening, we talk about all the time using books as tools in our home. And this is one that's perfect for that. We also talk about ways to encourage our children to read more and to remind ourselves to read to our children by having books around the home in different places, like in a basket, on a shelf, just, you know, laid on the couch. I keep a couple books in my purse, in the car, just different places, so we can always have a book on hand. A basket in the bathroom, even in our Facebook community, for the Love of Children's Book, shameless plug. We asked the question, where do you guys keep like books in your home? And there was one mom, and where was she from? I think she might've been from Poland. And she actually has a bookshelf right outside of her bathroom where she keeps books. They pick a book before they go into the bathroom. Nice. This is like a perfect bathroom book, right? That's where it probably should be used. So that's excellent. And then what I love about your book is the emphasis you put on certain words that I hear you said that your child is repeating when they're reading. You bolded them, changed the colors. Yes. They repeat throughout the book. And it's just such an awesome way for our kids to remember these words and adapt them to themselves and their personal potty training story.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I catch my 4-year-old. Like when he's like working on calming down, or he's having some, you know, challenges with school, or he's couldn't get something and like he figured it out. He said, see, I knew I did it. I'm brave, smart, and strong. I knew I can do this. And I'm like, yes. And it's just like just taking those potty training affirmations and making them a part of your everyday life. So, yes, I was so intentional about that.
Yeah, because although this is a book on potty training, I mean, like we see, like the example you just gave, can these same words, these same affirmations can be used across the span of their lives, their day to day, wherever they go. The words, kind of like when you're looking for like a new job, and they're like, oh, the skills that you have are, it's not coming to me, but you know what I'm
saying. Yes.
Not coming to me, but you know what I mean. Somebody's probably gonna like write in the comments, like,
right?
But it can be used in so many different places. These affirmations are so important, and so we thank you.
What are your strengths
together? So it makes sense in my head why you did both a boy and a girl book. But if you can just tell us what was on your mind, why both?
So when I did the Brush Your Teeth book.
Mm-hmm.
I had so many people that were just like, oh, are you going to make a girl version next? And I'm just like, no, I hadn't planned on it. Like the main point of the book was just for them to have that song and that experience so that anybody can use it.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started writing my next functional skill books, which were the Potty Monster books, I wanted to make sure that I did have a boy and girl version because I wanted each of them to see that your potty training experience may look a little bit different. Yeah, you're going to sit on the potty the same at that early stage, but maybe you like dinosaurs and trains, and maybe you like dolls and blocks. Like, so just those little extra little details in the book. But I just wanted to make sure that if one child wanted to pick up the book because it had their favorite colors in it, they could. But also I wanted to make sure that a boy, if you had twins and one was a boy and one was a girl and they were in your house and they both wanted their own book, they could have that. And especially I was thinking about daycares, you know, super, super important that a lot of daycares are potty training kids now. Like the parents aren't doing it. They send the kids to daycare and they do it. And so I wanted to make sure that they had that diversity in having literature for both boys and girls too.
Wait a minute. Aiden's eight, almost eight. He'll be eight in February, far away from daycare. You can actually send a kid to daycare, not potty train now?
Some daycares are potty training kids. Yes.
It was always a thing.
like they'll learn with the rest of them.
Yeah. always learned that you had to potty train a kid before they went into like the big kids room. And it wasn't something they did in, you know, school. You had to be doing it at home. Wow. How times have changed. So you write functional skills books, and is this like the goal? This is the
I call myself the functional and social skill author. All my books are teaching functional skills like brushing your teeth and potty training, and social skills. The Scary Dinosaur and the Stinky Skunk book is a series. We have the second book that's coming out later this year, and that book teaches just kids just normal social skills that you think kids know and they should know by the time they get into grade school, but they don't. As a former social worker and assistant teacher in group homes, social skills were really big about helping kids to get reacclimated and get back in their homes and in their communities, is teaching them these skills. And so I worked as a middle school teacher, and our middle school was very, very big on social skills. And we had a lot of kids who just did not have them. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to make sure that I was able to tell fun stories, but also teach lessons and skills that will help them to be their best in their homes, their classrooms, communities, wherever they were at.
We can get into like a whole nother talk on social skills, but yes. I won't go down that. I'll share this with you. I posted a poll in our group. I don't know if you saw it, because DM is in the group. So if you guys have any questions about the books, drop them there or wherever this is streaming, because we stream into like four different groups and different pages and stuff. Ask any questions that you may have for DM. But we did post a poll in the group the other day, and it said, what do you most wish you had a book for at the time? And there were five options. Shoe tying, chewing and eating properly, potty training, teeth brushing, or shower time. Can you guess what the winner was?
Potty training.
Nope.
Teeth brushing.
Nope. Guys, put in the comments, let us know, what do you think the winner was?
Yes.
Shoe tying, chewing and shoe eating tying. Properly.
Ooh, that's a challenge. I'm working on shoe tying right now with my 4-year-old.
Potty training, teeth brushing, or shower time. And I'll just give a couple seconds and I'll share. And so the winner was actually shoe tying.
And listen, I don't know how you can really teach a child how to tie a shoe.
Yes.
In a book, but I know it's a way. I know it has to be a way.
I actually found a book on shoe tying when I was trying to teach Aiden, and I won't name the book. It was a great book, but it didn't help. It didn't help. But so second was chewing and eating properly. Then we had potty training, and then teeth brushing and shower time came in for a tie. And somebody in the comments said shoe tying is a good idea. There's a couple books, even I've seen a couple books out there for shoe tying. And I guess you just kids, they just have to practice.
It's the hands. Yes. Yeah, it's a kinesthetic hands on.
Yeah,
practice.
Maybe somebody has to come up with like a good song. Mm-hmm. Like you have songs for like your birthday, like, you know, have it in their heads. But I thought that was interesting. And we know that people need books on potty training, especially if they're dealing with a unique kind of blocker like your child had, where they were just afraid of the noise that the potty made. So wherever you're watching this, if you want to check out the book, and I'm sure you do, there is a link to check out the book in the notes. And then you can also see where you can find DM online at HersheyMommyChronicles.com. I suggest you go there. There's a wonderful song. And I was like, is this DM singing? I love a vocalist, girl. So when I heard
I was like, oh, I'll sing it. And then I was like, well, hold on now. I like her. She's good.
I thought it was you. And so then you can also find her on Instagram. She has a wonderful, informative Instagram. Check that out at DM_writes. And is there anything else that you want to share with us?
Yes.
So, a little bit? Okay, go ahead.
So in writing the Potty Monster books, I also wanted there to be a whole experience when you're potty training. So I created a potty pack. And the potty pack includes a sticker chart, diploma, and bathroom instruction cards. So I wanted to show them to you guys.
A diploma?
Yes.
I'm going to give you the screen.
Okay. So this is the sticker chart. And so you can see it has 4 weeks. I peed, I pooped, I tried, I'm dry, I wash my hands. I have them for the characters, and then I also just have them without the characters. But this is something that we post in our bathroom, and every time my little Elisha does his successful potty training, we get a sticker and we put it on there. And that encourages them because they want stickers, they want more stickers. And then when they finally graduate, and some they graduate in 4 weeks, some they graduate sooner, some they graduate later. But when they do graduate, we celebrate and we make a big deal out of it. We have a big party, celebration, and they get a diploma. So you see the diploma has a character on it as well. I have some with and without the characters, but it says the potty training diploma. This is certified that your child is a potty training star. and you sign it and date it, and you give this to them as their celebration. Take pictures, make a big deal about it, okay? And then for the bathroom. So when you have your sticker chart next to the potty that they can fill out and put stickers on when they potty or when they try and when they wash their hands, you also have instruction cards. And I love these. This one sits right in front of my son's potty. And so it just tells them what they need to do. They need to go potty. Then they need to wipe. And then they need to flush. And then they need to wash their hands. So this is one big card. And then I have this one that goes underneath your toilet paper roll. Now, how much toilet paper you want them to use, that's up to you. You can go all the way down to the bottom of the frame, the wall frame, or it can go up. But it tells them how far to pull that toilet paper down so they know how much to get to wipe. And then we also have the flush that you put that right next to the flush. It'll let them know after you potty, make sure you flush. And you stick that right there and they get to see the example of them flushing all the good stuff that they got rid of down. And then this goes right on the mirror or right next to the soap. And it's just a picture of them telling them to wash your hands. Please wash your hands. And so we have that there. And all of that potty pack is on my website, dmwhitakerbookstore.square.site, and you can order that. And it's just a great addition to go along with the book. And that's it.
I'm coming. Hello. So I just want you to pick up the calendar because I saw you post this on Facebook. And I think I sent you a message and I was just like, the quality of it all. Like, if
yes,
I,
it's pretty thick.
This is not just something like to go to, like, you know,
it's a journey.
Yeah.
It's a journey. Like, it is a real journey. And I want to make it fun and engaging for them so that they want to do it and they want to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is so well done. Thank you so much for sharing that. And again, it sounded like you said like a different site to go to.
Yes.
Or can you find it through your...
You can find it through, yes. When you go on to HersheyMommyChronicles.com and you click the books tab and you click on the actual book, it'll take you right to the site.
Okay, wonderful. So if anybody is watching this toward the end, make sure you go back to the beginning and catch, we showed some wonderful inside pages of both of the books, the Potty Monster books, one for girls and one for boys. Mm-hmm. And then she showed like the whole pack of the potty training pack. And that was wonderful. So well done. So necessary as well. I wish I had that as an encourager when I was supposed to be potty training Aiden.
Talk about accountability. Yeah. Right?
And somebody says a great keepsake for mommies. It certainly is. Especially if you are a scrapbooker.
Yes.
You love to keep those things. And it was so thick, the quality. I mean, I know it'll last for such a long time. And somebody did guess shoe tying in the beginning as one of the things that they wish they had a book for. And now we have a wonderful book for potty training. And we thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much, Quinn, for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. If anybody has any questions, make sure you drop them in the chat. And again, DM will get to them. If you drop it in a group that she's not in, I always make sure the authors see all of the questions that you guys ask. Let us know you were here. Just drop a hello. Say hi to us. If you come back and watch on a replay, just hashtag replay. And we'll come back and say hello. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Have a good night.